the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We got a lot to talk about and a lot to get into. NFL, NBA, got a little golf for you as well. Got a lot to talk about tonight. I got Doom already with me on line number one. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man? Chilling.
All right. You guys can do the same thing Doom did. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Talk to myself, talk to Doom. Tony C should be joining us in a little bit. I didn't get a chance to talk to him today, but he should be with us in a little bit. All right, we got some things that sort of kind of broke toward the end of the day that I want to get into. First off, Derrick Rose has reportedly signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. First off, being a Chicago Bulls fan that I am, I know all about Derrick Rose. And while he did have a productive season, he just can't seem to stay off the injured list. So I don't, for that alone, I don't understand the signing. And then number two, this week, Kyrie Irving said that he wanted a trade out of Cleveland. So the timing is kind of funny between the two, but I don't think one has to do with the other. Kyrie says he's interested in the Timberwolves, the Knicks, the Spurs, and the Heat. And it's worth noting he has 2 years left on his deal as well. So it looks like Kyrie wants to be the man. What you thinking about the Kyrie Irving possible trade for possible trade and D. Rose, Doom?
Well, first of all, he ain't going to go to the Spurs. They can't absorb the cap hit. Because if they going to trade Kyrie Irving, it's going to have to be a package deal that will make the Spurs weaker. So, I think he's going to go to New York for Carmelo Anthony if they get Derrick Rose, because they got a guy that could run the point.
Well, I just you do bring up a good point about the Spurs and that cap hit. Plus, I don't know what assets the Spurs would be able to give you.
They're saying they're going to have to get rid of Patty. They're going to have to get rid of some pieces to get Kyrie, because they don't get no number one picks. So draft picks from the Spurs is useless. Mm-hmm.
For all intents and purposes, it is. Assuming they get a pick, it mostly is going to do so well during the regular season and in playoffs. So that's a good point as well. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What about D. Rose, man? You think D. Rose got anything left in the tank at all?
If, you know, Mr. Glass, if you keep him away from stairs and water off the court, he might get you half a season.
Mr. Glass, that's funny. That is funny. over on Rant AM Radio right now, let's see who we got in the chat room right now. I know it's got a little bit on the late side. I got Captain Underpants in the chat. That's what he always does. Talks about rage. So that's what he always does. And myself. You guys can join in on the fun. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button. Be a part of the show. Be a part of this experience. Now, O.J. Simpson was granted parole and will be a free man as early as October the 1st. I'm one of the few people, and I know a lot of folks out there that think O.J. should be released or given a second chance, so to speak. I ain't one of them.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll be one of them. If they gave Casey Anthony a pass, O.J. can get a pass.
That's true, too. That's true, too. That's true, too. I mean, for this crime, he should be released. Well, for this crime, yes.
One thing I heard was in the parole hearing, that the guy that was kidnapped, OJ didn't even have a gun in his hand. So how did he get held up for armed robbery if he ain't had a gun in his hand?
And why was his sentence so long? He served more than enough of time.
Because they're trying to make amends for what he did back in the day.
You know, I'm one of the few people that think he shouldn't be released. That's my first issue. My second issue of how he just told the black community to hell with us. You know.
He been said that. What's new?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, we helped you out. Helped you out the first time. Helped you out the first time. But what happened second time around? You're on your own, man. You're on your own, man.
Like they said in the TV show, he's OJ. He ain't black or white. He OJ.
and you can see it on TV. He had half a chance because one of those guys had a Kansas City Chiefs towel.
I mean, you know, Marcus Island pulled up in that new Ford Broncos, waiting on him. They finna get him up out of there on October the 1st.
Oh, yeah. W right there. We're going to get him out. And like I say, for this crime, he should be out. For this crime. But
yeah,
beforehand, nah, bro.
But he got acquitted. You can't hit him up for a second murder. That's double jeopardy.
Let's see what he does with this second chance. Because the first time around, he should have got a rant somewhere out in Idaho and just fell off the earth. That's what he should have done the first time. Go get you a little ranch. Go get you a little farm somewhere in the country and never be seen again. Have the common decency to do that. So let's see if he can make his second chance or his second time around.
Yeah, he might be able to do that.
He might be able to make the best use of his time, second time around possible. Don't end up back in there. Another criminal trial went down for Michael Irvin. He will not face charges for alleged sexual assault in Florida.
Man, that's two Dallas Cowboys that's in trouble for domestic and sexual stuff. Something in the water.
A 27-year-old woman filed a police report in March and alleged that Irvin assaulted her at a Fort Lauderdale, Florida hotel. I know athletes are targets. I get that. But to me, this is just my opinion. From everything that I've seen, Michael Irvin don't look to be that type of dude, man. Not since he's been clean.
You talking about the one that was playing high on coke?
Yeah.
All right. They said that about Warren Sapp too.
Since he's been clean, he don't look like that type of dude. Since he's been clean. You know? Since he's been clean, he don't look to be that type of dude. Now, before, I can't speak on, but you know, since he's been clean, he doesn't seem to be that type of dude anymore. So, you know, that's just an opinion, an observance, so to speak. And, you know, I'm happy to be able to continue on with his life. I hate when guys get hemmed up like that. Jerome Bettis got hemmed up like that some years ago as well, and he was acquitted too. So, you know, and I know athletes are targets. That'll watch yourself when you're a pro athlete. Dollar signs always come up to these young ladies, and you gotta make sure you put yourself in the right situation. So
he need to be at home playing Madden or something. That's what they need to be doing, ladies.
The new Madden game will be out on the 25th. So
yeah, just in time.
How much longer can that Madden franchise continue, man?
I don't know. The issues is that they got that NFL exclusive license. Mm-hmm. Now, when's it supposed to be up? Because I'm telling you, 2K is going to come out with a football game. Basically, Madden did what WWE did. They got they bought the competition out. Mm-hmm. So they hit W, you know. Once they get that exclusive contract, right. That's what changed the game.
I like the 2K series. I like the 2K series. I played that for the Sega Dreamcast, and I liked it. I really did like it.
Oh, it was fun. I mean, it was actually a better football game than, like, you know, Madden.
It sure was.
Just like 2K basketball, hands down, you don't even hear people talk about live no more.
Yeah, yeah. And you still don't hear people talk about it anymore. So let's get on to the comments about what Michael Vitt said about Colin Kaepernick. Said that Colin Kaepernick needs to cut his hair to help reform his image. Was this in or out of bounds?
Nah, I don't think he was out of bounds. I can understand where he's coming from. Kaepernick's becoming more pro-black militant, so that afro, the beard and stuff's coming back to the Black Panther days, or the 70s. And you got a lot of these old-ass, you know, not to go racial, we got these old-ass white NFL owners that remember that Black Panther stuff and the issues with that. So they think he's being a little too much militant. Then, you know what I'm saying? I can see where Vic's coming from, because when he got out of prison, he didn't rock braids or, you know what I'm saying, a haircut to portray that he was, you know, a thug image or that kind of stuff.
Right.
But,
you know,
go ahead. No, I'm saying just like now, you know, you speak out on certain stuff, you get labeled and stuff. And I think that was unfair how everybody jumped on Vic and not looked at the whole overall situation of what's going on, you know, in the NFL.
Right. I just think that, you know, at some point he'll be signed, but I just think it's going to be some of these injuries that may happen during training camp, early part of the season, QBs go down. I think somebody will sign Colin Kaepernick.
I think I was going to bring this up tomorrow, but I mean, heck, he ain't doing nothing. He should have helped Rusev out in that flag match. You know, if you really, you know, get some real heel heat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. Jordan Spieth.
Imagine if Kaepernick came out and kneeled down on American flag so your boy John Cena couldn't win. Boy.
Get some heel heat then, that for sure.
Business would have picked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jordan Spieth won this year's British Open. Is it safe to call him the next Tiger Woods?
No. Because I don't even know who that dude is. Again, Tiger Woods is a once-in-a-lifetime golf player. So there will be no more of this just like how Venus and Serena Williams are a once in a lifetime thing, you're not going to have people. It's going to be somebody different in their own right. And for as much Tiger had his issues, when he before that cheating allegation, they was praying for something to happen, because Tiger was running, you know, all these dudes that's winning the tournament now that have been playing golf for the last 20 years ain't won shit until Tiger went down. Let's just be real.
Well, he has won 3 tournaments. He's won the Masters back in 2015. He won the U.S. Open in the same year, and then he won the Open Championship this year. So he may be on his way. It might be premature, but he may be on his way.
Yeah.
You know, he may be on his way. He's got the right sponsor in Under Armour.
So, you know, they're on the up and coming.
Yeah. So, you know, he may not be there now, but he's definitely on his way. And I was kind of happy after his last performance in the Masters. For him to come back and win it, I thought was to win the Open. I thought that was a good deal on his part. So he may be on his way. All right, let's go back to football for a second, and I want to talk about a team that everybody loves. And I'm being facetious when I say that.
Loves to hate
the Cleveland Browns. Now tell me how bad your receiving core has to be when your running back Duke Johnson has to be your number one slot receiver.
Well, I do like to thank the Cleveland Browns for giving the Redskins Terrell Pryor. So, it just depends. You got to give them, they're just an eight-up organization. You got to give them a little time to get some players up in there. That's not going to be an overnight fix.
And I'm not disparaging Duke Johnson anywhere whatsoever, because as a running back, he's a PPR machine. But as a receiver, that's a little bit of a different story. That's a different position altogether.
But you got to look at it like this. He out there, he can run, he's elusive. Is he a power back or is he a finesse back?
You see him run, he's more of a finesse back to me. I don't see a whole lot of power in his game.
I can see him being a real hard receiver, guard, because he's elusive, and if he get the ball, he's already out on the field. It's gonna be hard to tackle him. So it could work. Mm. It's unconventional.
Yeah. So I guess you're looking at maybe running some wide receiver screen, some bubble screen for him, rather. Yeah. It's unconventional as hell, but we'll see if it works.
They go around, do them wing sweeps. Mm-hmm. You got a running back already out there.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Those McGregor Mayweather tickets went on sale today. You don't bought yours yet?
Nope. Hell no. I'm not even going to watch the fight.
That's, what?
Man, this ain't nothing but a damn pro wrestling.
You ain't even watching the fight, man?
Nah, when it come on, I might be watching the Defenders.
Oh my goodness!
Nah, I mean I pay attention. I don't support anything Floyd Mayweather does.
Cause you don't like him as a person. I understand that.
No, not that. I don't like him as a boxer. He killed boxing, and people don't see that. Yeah, this Canelo Alvarez fight, but they ain't outside of the middleweights and stuff. What is there for boxing? Nothing. It's just dying a slow death.
I love Triple G.
Yeah, but there are no big names, and his fighting, the way his fighting style is, and you got people walking around saying that he's the greatest ever.
Right.
Well, he ain't been in a fight. Yeah, he might be a good defensive boxer, but that's because a lot of it is who he picks and chooses to fight.
Right.
And nobody calls him out on that.
Right. All right, let's go into the outer workings or inner workings rather of ESPN. First Take has been recently working with the B crew. Stephen A. Smith announced that everyone should be back July 31st. Here's my issue. How the hell do you take a whole month off?
Yeah. I've been wondering the same thing. I don't even pay attention to that show no more. I'll pretty much watch Undisputed.
Right. I ain't got no problem.
I got a feeling, man, they're going to fire. There's some firings, more firings coming down at ESPN.
I ain't got no problem with Jewel Taylor. Not at all.
I don't know, man. Between her and Molly.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, Joy's starting to work on me a little bit.
If you like him small and petite, go with Joy. If you like him thicker than a Snicker, then go with Molly.
Joy don't look like she ain't missed any meals lately either.
Oh, my goodness. I ain't hating on it, though. I like Molly.
And it seems like Skip and Shannon is actually a little bit more entertaining than Max and Stephen A.
I think the thing with Max and Stephen A. that makes them a little bit different, they get engrossed in the story. And they're both really professional. Is that me or you? They're both professional type of guys, so they get engrossed in that story from a professional standpoint, and that might not play off to some people. Whereas Skip and Shannon, they just talk like you are talking right now.
So. Oh yeah, when we start talking about the NBA, you know, I gotta bring up something that happened today.
What?
About what a certain LeBron fan, the way he acted. I'm waiting for my, his number one cheerleader on that, one of them, I don't know, there's so many people up there, it's kind of,
well, let's talk, you're talking about someone like, not Shannon, you talking about old boy, Nick.
Nope, LeShannon Sharp.
Oh, him. What'd he say this time?
He talking about, go, Kyrie, we don't need you. We carried you anyway.
You know what? He need to stop. If Kyrie leave, LeBron gonna have to, he gonna have to hit the game winners now. Derrick Rose damn sure well ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? He damn sure
well pretty much.
He damn sure well ain't gonna do it. So you need to try to work that thing out, man. And the thing that kills me about Kyrie, everybody talking about when it's gonna, you know, he's talking about when it's gonna be his time and he's gonna lead the team. Hell, he had what, 4 years to lead the team before LeBron got there and they ain't do nothing?
Yeah, like I said, both of them benefited from each other.
Right.
And the problem is, again, Kyrie plays iso ball. Oh, you got two guys that kind of play iso ball and that don't work no more. But I can understand why Kyrie's upset, because he bailed LeBron's ass out last year and this year in a lot of games, but... LeBron can score 30 points, Kyrie score 40, but they're gonna run to the press and kiss up to LeBron like he's the best player, you know. It was like that last year.
Right. Let me head on to line number 2 real quick. Bring on Tony C. Tony C, what's up, man? Tony C. Tony C, I know you're here. I see you. I see him. I do. Tony C, what's up, man? Doom, you still there? Doom? man, look like I lost everybody. Let's see here. Doom, you there? Looks like I lost everybody, guys. Give me a second.
Hey.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
You good. I'm trying to get Tony C back. Let me see if I can get Tony C back here real quick. Get him in for a few minutes. Get this.
All right.
Do I get Tony C in here? Let's see. Call him real quick. Get him on here. Come on. Let me see. Come on, Tony C. Tony C.
You hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just getting back from the emergency room, so.
Everything okay?
Not really, but was in a little discomfort, man. I had to get another script for the pain, so you know. Just wanted to chime in real quick.
Anything you want to talk about in particular, man?
I know Doom probably didn't talk about how Kyrie wanted to divorce LeBron and stuff. So.
Nah, I was talking about LeBron James, number one cheerleader on Fox Sports 1, trying to get, talking about he wanted to pack Kyrie Irving's bags. We don't need him.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Throwing shade, boy.
That's quick. He ain't even traded yet.
Yeah.
But that's how Cleveland fans are, man. Somebody said
out there, LeBron said if Kyrie was standing in front of him, he'll want to fight him. So.
I see.
Thought you was professional.
The issue is that man don't want to be stuck left holding the bag for a team that's built for somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just like that meme. That meme they had. Train today talking about y'all gonna be playing basketball in Pelican Bay, LeBron. The training day video.
Hey,
I haven't seen that one yet.
The team ain't built for Kyrie Irving. They built for LeBron James. So,
yeah.
But the bigger issue is it ain't no different than if you dating a girl or in a relationship and you ain't got no commitment.
Yeah, no kids, no dogs.
No, LeBron won't commit past what. You won't sign no extension. So it's like, bro, what I look like? Then y'all gonna blame me?
He did sign. He did say rather that he won't renege on his no trade clause. So that gives you a commitment at least to next year. So
that ain't good enough.
That ain't nowhere near good enough.
Basically, Kyrie got what, 3 years with two with a player option.
Yeah, he got two years with a
bum ass coach with Ty Lue.
Exactly. Everybody 30 and over on the team.
You got a 40-year-old.
Got a general manager who just got called up from being the assistant GM. I mean, what more?
And LeBron from the skate. It's like I hate to go back to the relationship. You dating a chick. You done got me all, let me get all this stuff, run up my credit, mess up my salary cap. Mm-hmm. Now you can despise.
Hey, Doom, can you check your headset? You got some static running through it.
Alright, how about it? Is it better now?
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah. So you about to slide. So.
You about to go.
Yeah, and leave me holding the bag with all this stuff. I'm good. Get up out of here. They can send him to Phoenix or whatever, because he's still a young cat. Well, he's about 20, 26, 27, right? 27, something like that.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to New York.
And Phoenix got a bunch of assets they can trade for him, too.
I think that's what Genesis himself, too. They want Genesis, too. Mm-hmm. Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be New York. They're gonna trade him Carmelo Anthony.
No, they ain't sending him to the East, bro. They're not gonna send him to the East. They can send him out west. They can do it like they did Paul George. We're gonna send you out west to
the Sacramento Kings.
To the Boondocks.
The Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, they might send to Sacramento. Be like, yeah, we'll take De'Aaron Fox. Because you need younger once LeBron leaves.
Right.
That's the play.
Right.
They need to trade them somewhere where they can get younger.
Because right. They did get a point guard. So, I don't know.
One year, Derrick Rose coming off the bench. I mean, if he lasts that long, come on now.
If he coming off the bench, you might prolong it.
Well, that was supposed to be the original plan until Kyrie hit with these trade demands.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he going somewhere. I wouldn't trade him to New Orleans because they might win something. They might cook in the game.
He ain't going to the Spurs.
Sacramento, you said it. Sacramento, probably Phoenix.
I can see them trading him for DeAndre Fox and Buddy Harrell.
And a mop bucket.
And a mop bucket.
That's one thing about the NBA. It's hard to get them to trade a superstar to the same conference.
Right.
They don't want you to stay in the conference.
And if Kyrie does end up going out west, LeBron will be the only one on the All-Star team.
No. if Kyrie leaves Cleveland, Boston's going to beat down whatchamacallit. Let us not forget, Kyrie gets you a good 30-40 a game.
Think they would.
You take that away, huh?
You think they would? They got nobody.
Yeah, now they lose Kyrie.
They're vulnerable. Both
might beat them.
Yeah.
Hell, the Wizards might beat them.
Yeah. They don't have that guy. And, you know, your boy LeBron don't like playing all these minutes either.
Yep. Kyrie can get his own shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. That relationship, you know, Kobe be talking to Kyrie, so.
He said, fuck him.
Now, Kobe came out with a statement today, too, saying he don't have any time to try to broker a deal to get Kyrie there. So, that could be all smoke and mirrors, or.
Well, the Lakers don't need Kyrie.
Y'all got Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
So is this the NBA equivalent of the mega powers breaking up?
No, because they ain't winning enough titles.
Yeah.
They only won one. Yeah,
one.
That was about Hook, about Cook.
Yeah.
Nick Patrick's on that team.
Oh, shit.
Well, the bigger issue is the dude don't want to be stuck holding the bag. Ain't nobody looking at that. They looking at him as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the probably the most frustrating part on his point.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody seeing it from his point of view.
Right.
But he ain't wrong.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Like, if they would say, okay, if they'd have told him if LeBron leave, we're going to clean your house. We're going to cut people. We're going to build a team around you. And let you have input.
They're going to trade that joker to the Clippers.
Oh, man, they're going to burn everything down, man. Cleveland is about to go back to no championship.
They're going to trade that
in any sport.
They're going to trade that joker to the Clippers.
No, because you still got the Clippers got a chance to win. Put Kyrie and Blake Griffin.
You said the Clippers got a chance to win.
Better maybe than they make in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, you know Golden State hate the Clippers.
Oh no, I ain't like yeah. Chance.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Work.
I can see Cleveland doing them dirty. I can see Cleveland trading into Utah.
Yeah. That's another option. You just there go another one.
He might like it in Utah, he likes the fair skinned women, so that wouldn't be bad for.
But they're gonna be getting drilled in the West though. It ain't even about his style of living, man. Yeah. They don't want him to win.
At least he had Rudy
Gobert. Cleveland probably gonna want everybody back in return, and he probably gonna get somebody to suck them in and take it.
Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson one going out bad west. Contract. Tristan Thompson going out west as soon as he can.
They ain't touching that contract neither.
He's trying to go wherever Khloe. Yeah. He going to the Clippers so he can be with Khloe. Watch.
Hello? I'm just saying. When they send Kyrie somewhere, they ain't going to send him to Minnesota. They send him to Jimmy Butler. I'll trade him to the Magic right here in Orlando. You want to go be the man? Go be the man in Orlando. There you go.
I can see him going down to the Heat.
No, they ain't going to the Heat.
Not with Drazen. Not with D.R. Williams and drive no.
What about Charlotte?
That might be a land.
He had to play the two, though. He had to play the two.
Somewhere
though.
Like that. He ain't got no choice.
He had to play the two, though, because.
Oh, you talking about.
Yeah, he had to play the two, though, because Kemba Walker.
I'll trade into the New Jersey Nets. You give me my.
He can be like Common.
First round pick. Just right.
You mean the Brooklyn Nets?
The Brooklyn Nets. Real quick.
The Brooklyn Nets. That's what I said.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets. trading for D'Angelo.
No, you trading just for pick.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Bring D'Angelo over
the cause you know Brooklyn gonna suck and you need that.
They are gonna
suck. When LeBron leave you start over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
need that
clean house. It's gonna be like
exactly.
I want
that's like wall. Sorry, you go ahead.
I want to switch over to USC.
Are you trying to off?
Ooh. For who?
Isaiah Thomas and the one of them picks.
Mm. That'd be interesting.
It'd be a little bit harder. I think that'd be dangerous if they get Isaiah Thomas for them.
Is he a better shooter than Kyrie?
Yeah.
For long distance. Yeah. But they need to be trying to find picks.
Yeah, they need picks.
Because once. Yeah, once LeBron leave, they gonna have those pick. So whoever they traded to gonna have to go first round pick.
I want
to switch
over to the USC real quick. Want to ask you guys: Will John Jones win the USC heavyweight title this coming Saturday?
Yeah. Maybe.
I'd be surprised if you don't.
If you don't fail a drug test.
Surprised if you don't. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Scappy's terrible tonight. And Tony said, I know you got to go at 12, so we're not going to keep you in too much longer. I want to bring up college football for a second with Hugh Freeze resigning over at Ole Miss regarding a foul pattern of phone calls to an escort service in Detroit with a company phone. What was that?
I said, you trying to keep out, man. You got to get them boys some tail, man, when they come to visit. You got to keep up with Nick Saban, man. It's tough.
Oh my God.
Everybody know they was cheating, so.
Yeah.
Wasn't nothing special, man.
Man, you got to be like your boy, Rick Pitino. It's losing, man.
Yeah.
This guy is terrible tonight.
He just got caught.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Just got caught.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. I just don't get why you're using a company phone for that. That's the thing that gets me.
Because your wife can't go through your company phone.
That's true, too.
But the company can.
Yeah. Man, that's what they ended up doing.
Hello.
Yeah. We're here. They went through all the call records and everything and saw that. So, after going 10-3. After going 10-3, he went 5-7 last year. So, I'm going to end the show up on this note. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson tweeted on Sunday he was thinking about going to the UFC. But he decided to steer clear of the Octagon because he wanted to keep his jaw intact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got hurt. So I know he'll get hurt over there.
Only if Roman could go to the UFC.
Oh man, Tony C, you're really breaking up. Real quick, Les Miles is interested in the head coaching vacancy for Ole Miss that was just vacated. That might be a good fit for Les Miles. He just needs to get out of some of his old ways. But that might be a good fit for Les Miles. Being a former LSU fan back in the day, that might be a good fit for Les Miles. But he's gotta get some of those old coaching habits. Get a quarterback. Yeah, he's gotta get some of those old coaching habits, man. He's a quality coach though, and I always. Give him props to that. He is a quality coach. Just got to get some of those old habits. He just failed big time with LSU toward the end. Andrew Luck is also back throwing in training camp, but he will start to see him on the PUP list. So hopefully we'll see some.
He already hurt.
Well, you know, he's just coming off a shoulder.
Okay.
So. He's just coming off a shoulder, so yeah, hopefully he can stay upright and the Colts make some changes to that offensive line to keep him upright this season. Because when he's upright, Andy's running good. They're running good and running smooth if they keep him upright. Frank Gore is old as molasses, but he still can get the job done. So Dante Moncrief should be coming back strong this year from his surgeries. And, of course, T.Y. Hilton is a PPR machine. So, we'll see what those guys do. I like T.Y. Hilton a lot in PPR. Not so much as standard, but PPR, I love him. for all you fantasy drafters out there. All right. Sorry for Tony C's audio. His audio was cutting in now. Do apologize for that. Doom, you got anything else you want to say before we finish up the show, my friend?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, real quick, let me hit roll on back here to the chat room, see if we got anything going on at all. Nothing going on in the chat room. All right, let's go over the show for this week, and then we'll jet on out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow at 7 p.m., it's the Rant EM doubleheader, starting with the Shining Wizards podcast at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant with AA and Tony C at 9 p.m. Eastern. They'll go all over all the things that happened in the pay-per-view and the rest of the news of professional wrestling. Then we're looking at Thursday. We'll be looking at a new episode of Random Wrestling, followed on Friday, Philly Phil and Top Rope Throwbacks. That'll be live at 9 p.m., and then right after that on Sunday, we're looking at the What Are You Reading comic book show, or the What Are You Ruling comic book show with my man Surfer. And then after that, we will be right back here, 11:15 p.m., right after Monday Night Raw, to get you caught up on all the sports news and things of that nature. If there's nothing else, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And thank you for your participation in the downloads. It is greatly appreciated. And if there's nothing else, Doom, I'll talk to you later, man.
Peace.
Peace.